My guest at this time is Dr. Michael Evans. He's a longtime Middle East expert. He is a longtime personal friend of current Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. He is the author of numerous books, including Jimmy Carter, The Liberal Left and World Chaos, as well as Atomic Iran. We wanted to get his insights on the impact of the murder of three Israeli teenagers that was revealed on Monday, what the response is likely to be from Israel, what the U.S. response should be to this, and what it all means, especially given the recent joining of forces between Hamas and Fatah. And Dr. Evans, it's always good to be with you. Unfortunately, it's under these circumstances, but we still appreciate your time very much, sir.
Great. You're very welcome.
Let's start with the significance of this. I know a lot of people figured when these three teenagers were abducted last week that it wasn't likely to be a terrific outcome. Now that we know that they were murdered in brutal fashion and their remains have been discovered, what does this tell us about Hamas, assuming that they are, in fact, responsible for this?
Well, it's even bigger than Hamas. I mean, you've got two 16-year-olds and a 19-year-old who were they planned the target and murder of them. They didn't know them. They just wanted to kill a Jew. Now, the Hamas situation, of course, we know where Hamas stands in all this. But Hamas is part of the Palestinian government. They're in the government. As a matter of fact, the PLO website had a picture of three rats on its website depicting these three children. And in Ramallah and in Gaza, they were singing songs. They were passing out candy. They were celebrating the death of these three teenagers. And so it's a very, very serious declaration to the state of Israel that Jews are going to die. We're going to kill you just because you're Jews.
Dr. Evans, what do you expect the Israeli government response to be, and what should it be?
Well, there's several issues. Number one, I'm sure there's communication between the prime minister and the president over $1 billion. The United States is pouring $1 billion of taxpayer money into the PLO and Hamas, which is a terrorist organization, on the U.S. State Department list. So I'm sure the prime minister is talking to the president about this $1 billion gift to a terrorist organization, A. B, this is really a declaration of war in many ways. You got to remember that Iran is behind Hamas. Iran funds it, fuels it. Al-Qaeda is also there. And so Iran is part of this. There's no question that the entire state of Israel is standing behind the prime minister on this decision. And this is a very serious existential dilemma. Here's why. We pulled out of Iraq. We pulled out of Afghanistan. And we told the jihadists of the Middle East, it's yours. It's yours. And they're taking us very serious. So now we've got a brand new caliphate going on in Iraq as they're taking over the country. Israel just told the Kurds they should proclaim statehood. So Israel's looking at this heading towards their borders through Jordan. You've got that. You've got Iran on the Hezbollah front, the east and the west. And then you've got the Iran nuclear. So Israel's looking at the big end game. And I think the prime minister is going to have to look at this more serious than just Gaza. He's going to have to look at this entire octopus and decide, is it time to deal with the head of the octopus as opposed to the tail?
And that means Iran?
That means Iran, precisely. Because Iran's behind all this. And by the way, Iran has just developed a partnership with America. In Iraq, Obama has invited Iran to partner with him in fighting this new Sunni state, Islamic Jihadist state. And the quid pro quo, I'm sure, is an atomic Iran in exchange for that. So Netanyahu's looking at that, and they realize the state of Israel is on their own. Now, when you start kidding Jews for being Jews, you've just opened up a tremendously painful chapter in Jewish lives. I am a Jew. My relatives died in Belarus. And my great-grandfather was burned to death in his synagogue in Vishnev. What for? For being Jews. 2-6 million Jews were killed for being Jews. They weren't killed over land. They were killed for being Jews. So when you start killing Jews for being Jews, then you're going to the core of Israel's existence. And Israel has no choice. When it becomes about who you are as a Jew, you have to die for that. Israel's going to have no choice. I think the prime minister is looking at the bigger picture right now. I think he is looking at Hamas, but I think he's also looking at Hezbollah. He's also looking at Iran. I think this could be much bigger than just Gaza.
Last question, Dr. Evans. You mentioned, of course, that you believe that the United States should be cutting off funding to the Palestinians now that they've reconnected with Hamas. What else should this administration be doing?
What else should the U.S. administration be doing?
Yes.
The U.S. administration should, number one, come strongly to Israel and say, help us. Help us. Because the United States has got such a mess right now in the Middle East. It's so destabilized because of our weak American president, Carter, and on steroids, Barack Obama, that the crisis that it's creating for the United States is 10 times worse than the pre-911 crisis. We desperately need Israel's help. We need to go to Israel and say, listen, the smartest thing the United States could do would be establish a military presence in Israel in the port of Haifa and start basing. No Americans will die if we do that. And the United States needs to start partnering with Israel to fight global jihad. If the United States isn't going to partner with Israel, then the only alternative they have is to fund Israel and support Israel while Israel fights our battles. Because if we're not going to fight them anymore in the Middle East, then Jewish blood is going to be shed to defend America.
Dr. Evans, we'll have to close on that sobering note. Thank you, sir, very much for being with us, as always.
You're very well, Greg. All the best.
You too, sir. Dr. Mike Evans, longtime Middle East expert, longtime personal friend of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, author of numerous books, including Jimmy Carter, The Liberal Left and World Chaos, and Atomic Iran. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WND.com.